Matters regarding climate change were addressed in the declaration signed between members of the European Union, the EU, and the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, during the recent EU-CELAC meeting in Brussels.
There's some powerful ones of practical import regarding climate change as we prepare ourselves for the Conference of Parties under the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change in the 28th edition in the United Arab Emirates in November, December this year. There is the clear and explicit reiteration in the declaration of the $100 billion for developed countries to pay over to developing countries to deal with climate change adaptation and mitigation.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves, who is the current pro tempore president of CELAC, explained that while the agreement was signed between the EU and CELAC, it includes other developed nations of the world,
including the United States of America, including Canada, including South Korea, it includes Japan, Australia, so on. And for doubling of adaptation monies from 2025 going forward.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves recently attended the Amazon Summit held in Brussels as pro tempore president of CELAC. The summit was held between the 8 South American countries that are home to the Amazon forest with the task of agreeing to a list of unified environmental policies and measures to bolster regional cooperation and stop the destruction of the rainforest. With today's CELAC report, I am Donnie Collins.